Now, earlier this week, I had the great pleasure of being invited to a photography exhibition that opened at the Kerry County Museum at the Ash Memorial Hall. And the photographs were absolutely magnificent. And what was even more incredible about them is that they were all taken by people of all ages and different backgrounds and walks of life, but all of whom are either wheelchair bound or have some form of physical disability that you might think would prove a barrier to them from taking photographs, but certainly not. The quality of the photographs was just incredible. And if you get a chance, because this is open to the public, do pop into the Ash Memorial Hall sometime between now and the 14th of February when the exhibition ends and just have a stroll around and have a look at these photos yourself. They're of all manner of different things, landscapes, etc. Some beautiful pictures, and they were nearly all taken here in Kerry, and it really makes you appreciate what a beautiful county we live in. But what was even more impressive was just how the barriers that people in wheelchairs and people with physical disabilities face when they're trying to get out and about around the county, and the great resilience and courage and ingenuity they showed by finding a way to take the pictures, even if they can't physically take them themselves. Now, some of them could, had use of their hands. Others couldn't, but they would have had a photographer's eye and were able to get somebody to take a photo, the photo they thought was worthy of capturing. Anyway, let's hear the report. I brought my microphone with me when I headed along. And the first person you'll hear from is Breda Foran, who is one of the people organising this wonderful exhibition from Enable Ireland, Kerry.
I suppose I'm working with different people in individual projects, but together we worked on this project. Mm-hmm. Different service owners provided me with their own images, and Seamus and Carmel worked together with me on it on our Monday morning sessions, and Seamus was working virtually, and they carried the project. I was only facilitator of it.
Okay. And how many are involved in this, Breda?
How many people are involved? I'd have to look at the list. I think there's about eight, I think.
Okay. And they all have a number of photographs. And how long will this exhibition run for?
I just heard there now that it's until Valentine's Day.
Okay. So
if anybody wants to buy them, we're open to selling, yeah, for presents for Valentine's Day.
And how far back did you start working on this?
How long?
Will I ask Carmel?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Carmel, what's your second name?
Birmingham.
And you're from where, Carmel? You're from Tralee. And tell me about the photos you have in the exhibition.
I've got two. I've got the Christmas one.
Oh, I saw that down there. That's lovely. Where did you take that?
In the, what's it called, the hotel across from the train station in Clarny.
The Great Southern.
Yeah. And they had a wine and cheese and photographs.
And that was that one, and you took a few more?
Yeah, I've got one with the little deer taking his, being a ball boy.
The Young Offender, that's a great name.
Yeah.
Did you think up of that yourself?
Yeah.
And do you enjoy taking photos, Carmel?
I personally can't take them because my hands won't work. Okay. But I'd just say to Breda to take them for me.
Yeah, but you have the eye, though.
No, I do, but also Seamus has a great eye. Yeah.
So is that your cue for me to move on to Seamus, is it? I can't pass Emma on the way, though. Emma, what's your surname?
Emma Brown.
And you're from where?
Kenmare.
And you have a good few. Tell me about the pig.
Well, I actually went for a stroll one day in a lovely sunny day in Killarney, and I said, we'll go in to see the animals because I heard there was lovely animals there. So I said, oh, I'll go and take a picture with the pig. And he kept coming up to the gate to me wanting food. So I said, okay. I'll take a picture, I'll pretend I'm giving you food. So he came towards me, and that's when I took the snap of the photo to get the picture.
Brilliant. And was it on a just on a regular phone?
Just on my regular phone that I take every day.
And do you enjoy taking photos, Emma?
I absolutely love taking photos all the time. Even when I'm out walking, I take photos. Everywhere I go, I take photos.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. And you enjoyed being part of this. Is it nice to see your work on the wall?
Yeah, it's a great treatment, like.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
You know, that you can take your work and get the, you know, the volume people for it as well, like.
Oh, absolutely. And I must talk to Seamus, the man who got me here. And you're from Listowel, Seamus?
Yeah, I'm from Listowel. And I love taking photos, and I love just different scenery photos. And it's lovely to see how you can change the way a photo looks. And
yeah, and what's your favourite photo that you've ever taken? I know it's a hard question.
I think it's like a waterfall.
Is it one that's in this exhibition?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've taken a lot of nice photos over the years.
Mm-hmm. And is it mostly outdoors?
Yeah.
Around Listowel?
Well, I've taken different areas, like in Killarney as well.
Killarney as well. And did you enjoy putting the whole thing together, yourself and Carmel?
Yeah.
There's a bit of work in it, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Like the one over there, no, that I took, you know, that I changed the lighting.
Which one is that, Seamus?
The third one.
Oh, yes, that's beautiful. And where was that taken?
In Bella.
Yeah. God, the light is incredible in that. Was that with a phone?
No, I had a camera.
You have a camera. Yeah. Oh, very good. So obviously photography is your passion.
Yeah.
So Judy, you're obviously very proud of Pius, who's a keen photographer.
Absolutely delighted. Yeah, it's a great interest for him. Yeah. And he really enjoys being out and about. Yeah. And taking the photos. He goes on different outings with Enable Ireland and with the family, but in the aquarium in Dingle last year he took some amazing photos. Yeah. So yeah, it's lovely. Lovely for him, and we're very proud. Yeah,
he's a fierce twinkle in his eye, hasn't he?
Oh, he's a rogue. Anybody who knows him knows that.
I've a feeling that he is, all right. Yeah. It's just a wonderful exhibition, isn't it?
It is. There's such variety here, really. It's absolutely beautiful, and really, really interesting photographs. You know, I think for anybody who would like to come and visit, it would be an absolute treat.
Definitely. Well said, absolutely. Anyone else I should have a word with, no?
What I have learned is that because people are in wheelchairs and there's a limit to the locations that people can go because of public transport, like I'm saying to Carmel, I'd love for you to get to Dingle. We got to Killarney because we got the train there.
Yeah.
But we're saying we need that the public transport is more accessible.
Absolutely.
And like Carmel saw Pius's work and said, where's that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know? And it's opening up worlds for people, you know, visually.
Yeah.
To see, like, there's other people now that aren't here today, like the one there of the pony. And we went out to Ballyseedy Castle and took some photographs there. Some people had never been there. I met Seamus over the summer and we met at Ballyseedy Castle. People don't realise, I suppose, the limitations with being in a wheelchair at times. And, you know, we walk on the beach and we think, oh, nothing of it. But it's to get to the beach and all of that. Yeah. And I suppose I'm there saying, right, Carmel, you haven't got to Dingle. See, how can we get there? You know.
And I guess as well that what this exhibition proves is that there's a way to do everything, isn't there? You just have to think outside the box, to use that cliche, I know, but...
Yeah.
What?
Never went into the box.
Well said. Yeah,
I
absolutely.
You can see that. We never go into the box, do we, Pius? We're always thinking outside of it and making plans and looking at what is possible. We don't look at what can't be done. We look at what can be done.
Yeah, and I even see the, you no longer say enable service users. That term is gone, isn't it?
It's service owners. Yeah.
I noticed that in the press release. That was a very deliberate thing.
That changed, didn't it?
Yeah.
Some time ago.
Because the word users isn't appropriate.
But even, I mean, I'm only one person that's working, but there's a team behind me. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's some staff here today and people couldn't make it without the staff and the parents and the families.
And Breda Foran there, who was one of the organisers of that exhibition, bringing that report to an end. And a big shout out and a thank you to Emma and Carmel and Seamus, who all spoke to me about their photographs, and indeed to Pius, who spoke through his wife, Judy Costello, about his contribution to the exhibition as well. Highly recommend it, especially if you love photography. There's some beautiful, beautiful pictures. Some of them were just taken on a regular phone and they're incredibly good quality. And you can see that exhibition upstairs in the Kerry County Museum at the Ash Memorial Hall. And the exhibition is running until February the 14th. And Breda is very keen to say that the photos are up for sale as well, if anyone would like to buy one as a gift for themselves or for somebody else.